But I am here in studio. We are going to talk about the farmer's market. I was going to start chanting something about broccoli, squash, eggplant, all that stuff. But I'm in here with two folks from Rockland, and we've got Allison Lee Phipps. She's the manager for the Rockland Farmer's Market. And Jean Blaney, she's the director of the Rockland Recreation Commission. So wonderful to have you ladies in studio here today.
Thank you for having us.
We've been having some fun talking off air because I got a great notice here about the Rockland Farmer's Market. And you think, oh, Rockland Farmer's Market, you're going to have, you know, squash, green beans, broccoli. No, wait, there's more, as they say. Let's talk with Eugene as the director of Rockland Recreation. Tell me a little bit about how this idea got started, have a farmer's market.
Well, probably about 4 years ago, I noticed that there were farmer's markets popping up here and there, and I had someone interested in doing one for our town. So we started it, and it started out in front of Town Hall. And unfortunately, that market manager had taken another job. So it kind of dwindled a little bit. And then, of course, like everything else, COVID hit. So we did not have it last year. But I met Allison through a friend of mine, and she's now doing our kids farmers program. Mm-hmm. And through that, we had a brief conversation about the Rockland Farmers Market. And, well, a partnership was born. Allison's doing a fantastic job putting this all together.
That's terrific. So Allison Lee Phipps, tell me a little bit about, when is the Rockland Farmers Market going to be held? Is it through the summer? Is it a specific, say, date and time?
So we have eight days throughout the summer, starting July 10th. It's pretty much every week, every other week, skipping Labor Day and joining that week before, so there's two in a row, going all the way until October 9th. It's at Hearts of Park on Hingham Street from 10 a.m. to 2, and those are Saturday dates.
Now, for people, let's say if you don't live in Rockland, but you live in one of the adjacent towns and want to drive there, 146 Hingham Street, that's Route 123.
Correct.
And Hearts of Park, what's something nearby that I would recognize?
Well, it's on a residential street, so
okay.
You have to kind of look. I'll have a big sign out so you'll see it.
Okay.
So what is near there? Right up the street is
a lot of houses.
Yeah, there's okay. houses, but if you go up a little further, it's kind of like Home Depot, and
okay.
is at the end of that street. Mm-hmm. That Dunkin' Donuts and Industrial Park is there.
Okay, then we definitely know where that is. So, well, looking at the list here, it's a lot more than broccoli and squash.
Oh, yes.
And tomatoes.
It's
I'm seeing
an event.
Just talking a little bit with you outdoor. Actually earlier, and it's not a couple of big commercial farms doing this. You've got backyard gardeners contributing.
Yes, we do, and we're so excited about that because we didn't have that before. I think, obviously, through the pandemic, people were starting to garden. I had a lot of orders of raised garden beds and whatnot in my and Happy Soul Handcrafted, the business I own, and everybody wanted to start it up. So last year, I kind of did a couple of videos from home, and talking to Jean, we realized that there's so many people now that were home last year that mm-hmm. have started all this stuff, and maybe, you know, bit off more than they can chew, and we'll have a pile full of tomatoes that we can come down and all gather together and share.
That's terrific, and I'm looking here on your little sign, food trucks, crafters,
yep.
artisans, honey, meat, produce, much, much more.
Yep, hopefully live music.
This sounds like an event.
Yes, we're going to try to get the community involved. We have the Girl Scouts coming down to recruit. We're going to, you know, have some of the town organizations there. Hopefully some live, you know, artisans or whatnot. And just really just a lot of handcrafted type things along with, you know, everything local.
Early Christmas shopping.
Early Christmas
shopping.
That's when
shopping. I start in the
yep.
summer.
Jewelry,
I find things that I think somebody would like. I put them in a big box in my hallway. Sorry, that's just one of my Martha Stewart tips here.
Yeah.
But it makes
yeah.
it fun in the summer. Now, you said food trucks. You started talking about international deconstructed street food. I'm not that hip.
Yes. So
what does
I'm
that
not
mean?
That hip too, but I did find this truck. He's called Wonderlust, and he, you know, redid his truck. It's beautiful. I actually just happened to come upon him on Instagram on Sunday morning and grabbed my kids and went down there. And the little dish that I got was deconstructed street corn, which was amazing. I think it had goat cheese on it and microgreens, and then Flaming Hot Cheetos crunched on top. It was just the coolest thing.
Oh my
goodness. So, yeah, I'm really excited about him. We have a few others in the works. So hopefully we can get a good mix and possibly some beer trucks if we're lucky, and just make it a huge event everybody.
And local honey, you know,
local honey,
it's delicious. It's supposed to be. I'm not an expert. It's supposed to be good for your allergies too. With local honey, it seems like so much that you can do. Tell me a little bit about where people want to go and say, "Oh, this, they're talking about a lot of things." How can they find out more information about what you're growing, what you're selling, what you're doing?
So we have a Facebook page. It's the handle is Farmers Market 02370, but you can look it up by just looking up the Rockland Farmers Market, as well as Instagram. On there, we share tips or recipes of what's coming out of gardens right now. I also think we might be connected on the recreation site.
Facebook page.
Okay.
And just kind of wherever through Rockland, we'll be everywhere.
That's fun. And so it starts on July 10th, and it's every other Saturday through October 9th.
Yep.
Location, one more time.
Is at Hearts of Park. It's 146 Hingham Street in Rockland.
Okay. Does either one of you have a special, like, little summertime recipe you want to tell our listeners about to get them interested in maybe picking up some fresh veggies? Doesn't have to be deconstructed street corn with, you know, avocado glaze.
Yeah. So there's plenty, like I said, there's plenty. We're posting almost every day what's coming out. What's coming up, obviously, is the tomatoes, the prized possession of gardens.
Love them.
In the South Shore. So I have a ton of salsas and things coming up, but the one that I just posted was stuffed squash blossoms, so zucchini blossoms and summer squash blossoms. If you take them and kind of take the middle out of them, you can stuff them and flash fry them, and they're delicious.
Would you come to my house and make dinner? That sounds fantastic. And a little quick plug in here, too, because I want to have you folks back. Talk a little bit about Rockland Day, Jeannie.
So Rockland Day is not going to happen in its normal sense, only because while we were planning it, we still didn't understand the restrictions of COVID, but we are going to do a Rockland Day concert series, and it's going to start on July 9th. We'll be holding it at the John Rogers Middle School. There's a outdoor stage, so everything will be outdoors. We will have food trucks, two of them actually. So it's July 9th, and it's every Friday after that until August 6th.
That sounds great. I'm going to have you back to talk about that again. But now, get out there, visit the Rockland Farmers Market, get ready to shop. You can bring your own bag with you, and that starts on July 10th. It's a Saturday, and it's every other Saturday through October. That sounds wonderful. 146 Hingham Street, that's Route 123 in the town of Rockland, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm getting hungry and excited just hearing about this. Again, we've been talking to Allison Lee Phipps. She's the manager for the Rockland Farmers Market. And Jean Blaney, she's the director of the Rockland Recreation Commission. Thanks so much for joining us, ladies.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Oh, I'm hungry now.